The Jamestown High track and field team will be in action this weekend in the state indoor meet, Friday actually, in Fargo. And Ken Gardner, the head coach, joins us right now. Ken, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Sun's shining.
Well, sun's shining, and hopefully that means the snow's melting and you guys can get outside here fairly soon.
That's right. There's a few feet of snow to go on that track, but it'll get there.
Yeah, it shouldn't be too much longer, we hope. Well, you guys obviously have been competing indoors with the way the weather has been. I know you were in action last weekend in Moorhead. How did last weekend go for you guys?
Yeah, the first indoor meet of each year is kind of a learning experience, both for the coaches and the athletes. Just kind of see where they're at, and then I think it helps us retool and make some more realistic goals for what we want to accomplish for the season. And I think we were able to accomplish that.
Well, you had Megan Ford broke another Jamestown High record. She just continues to rewrite the record book in pretty much every category at this point.
That's right. And she had owned that record the last 2 years. She broke it 2 years ago. Before that, it was a record held by Jessica Neva back from the 90s. And then she broke that 2 years ago, broke it again by a few seconds last year, and then, you know, just obliterated it this year. She beat her own record by 34 seconds. So, I mean, that's crazy that to beat a record. And, you know, those teams back in the 90s, they had some tough runners for the Blue Jays. And so for her to be able to step up and put that down, put that kind of time down is really impressive.
Well, we obviously saw she won a state championship in cross country this fall. What is sort of the sky for her? Where can this career go over the next couple of years?
It's going to be fun to watch. She's just a sophomore right now, and it's something that we've seen steady growth each year. You know that she keeps getting just a little bit better, and that's maybe a little bit of growing up a little bit. She has gotten a little bit taller each year, but also she's putting in the work. She's putting in the miles. She's getting in the weight room, things like that. And she does have some goals to run in college, and hopefully, you know, at some of the upper levels of college. Eventually, that's where she wants to be. So we'll see where that takes her.
Ken Gardner's our guest. He is the head track and field coach at Jamestown High. They get ready to compete in the state indoor. And now I know it's a little bit different competing indoors as opposed to outdoors. What really changes for you guys, if much at all?
Well, first of all, I think the attitudes do. I know there's a lot of athletes that don't really enjoy competing indoors. And like, for example, the distance runners, the air in indoors is so dry. By the time they get done with a tough race, they're just hurting for air and really dry in the mouth. So it's tough to run there. But on the other end, you know, with some of the sprinters, some of the jumpers, they might not mind it so much because they don't have to deal with wind and cooler temperatures. They know it's going to be 70 degrees and no wind. And so it may be a little bit different for each different group. But the other big thing, actually a couple of big things, for the runners, you're dealing with a 160-meter track or a 200-meter track indoors. When you get outdoors, you get a 400-meter track. You can kind of open it up a little bit more, get a good stride length going. So that helps to help drop those times. And then with the throwers. Indoors in high school in North Dakota, we only have the one event. You got shot put. So some of them will go to a meet, and if they have the first event, they get their three throws in or maybe six throws in, and they're done for the rest of the entire meet. You get to outdoors, they get to add in the discus, they get to add in the javelin. So I think that makes it a lot more appealing for the throwers to be going outdoors as well.
Well, hopefully you guys will be outdoors before too much longer here. And when you look at this season, you know, moving forward in the rest of the next couple of months here as you get into, you know, the end of May and looking at WDA and the state meet, what is sort of what do you want to see from this group this season?
Well, we could kind of break it down into a couple areas. The area that we probably have the most experience on the boys' side is the throwing events. We've got a good core of upperclassmen, four seniors, a couple of juniors that, you know, they've been through it. And so this is, you know, hopefully that year. Last year we had one boy, Marcus Hochhalter, qualified for the state meet, but we're hoping to add to that number. Marcus had a great opening. He placed third at that meet last weekend. He was within a few inches of what would have been a state qualifying throw had it been outdoors. So he's raring to go. And then hopefully we can get, like I said, two or three of those other throwers to get knocking on the door of that state qualifying distance. The other group that I think should be a strong point for the boys is the distance group. We do have one senior, Jacob Anto, who I think should be, you know, he was all conference, all state. So I think he should be, you know, right there ready to roll after a good swimming season. And then beyond that, we've got four or five really good sophomores that are, you know, with the boys each year, they seem to get a little bit taller, a little bit stronger. And so that, you know, every month that goes by, they seem to be improving a little bit. And so that's another group that we're looking for some strength out of. And then with the sprinters and jumpers, I think I mentioned before, they're a pretty young group right now, a lot of freshmen there. And so it's tough to really rely on freshman boys. But if we can get them to, you know, to, by the end of the season, to get into that place where they're knocking on the door of placing at some of these bigger meets, that's kind of going to be the goal for them.
What do you see on the girls' side of things?
As far as girls, you know, I think they're probably a little bit more well-balanced than on the boys' side. They've got some good experience in some of the different areas, whether it's the throws. You know, we talked about Megan Ford in the distance and then in the jumps and the sprints and hurdles. That's something that they are pretty experienced at, and the other thing is it's not too uncommon to get some contribution from some of the younger girls as well. That's, like I said, on the boys' side, that's not too common, but that's a pretty common thing to have from the younger girls, and so that helps them add to that balance right away.
Well, you're heading into the state indoor, and then hopefully get a chance to get outside. Anything you're looking for Friday from this group at the state indoor?
Well, like I said, on the boys' side with the throws, we're hoping to, you know, break a couple into the finals there. That'd be great to see. And the other group that we're bringing over there would be the distance group. So they're going to run the 4x800 meter relay, and then they're also going to run the 2 mile, all four of those guys, and so we'll see how that turns out. With the girls, you know, I think Megan's going to be running the 800 and the 1600, and I think, you know, she's probably going to be shooting for school records on those if she's able, because she doesn't run those a whole lot indoors yet. The last couple of years she's been just focused on that 3200, and so I think she's going to be raring to go and try and put some good times down and see if she can challenge some of those school records there.
Were there any other athletes that you didn't get a chance to touch on that you'd like to talk about that'll be contributors this year?
Well, like I said, with the sophomore boys, we've got Gavin Hout, Chandler Rott, Ben Anto, Micah Hoke, Cade Schumacher. We got a good group of sophomore boys in that distance crew that we're hoping will be able to contribute. And then and in the jumps at that first meet, we had freshman Devin Beach placed in the high jump. And so you know, like I said, anytime we get a freshman boy to contribute, that's a great thing. And then over on the girls' side, they had a couple of strong openings for the high jump with Grace Hagerly and Carly Rapp both placing in the high jump. Abby Kallenbach placed in the long jump. And then we've had got some hurdlers with Cameron Selvig and Kaylin Nygaard, both, you know, coming off of strong seasons last year. So, like I said, they've got some pretty good balance right now. So we're hoping to capitalize on that.
Well, good luck this weekend, Coach. I appreciate the time, and we'll chat again soon.
Yep, you bet. Thank you.
That is Ken Gardner. He's the track and field coach at Jamestown High School, joining us here on ESPN Jamestown.